It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Shane Harlech. Hey, Shane.
Hey, Cal. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing good. We're living through all this craziness.
2020's almost over. 2021's going to be better, right?
It can't be worse.
It's been an interesting year. How are you and your family keeping? Everything's okay?
Yeah, you know, we're doing good. We're kind of hunkered down, and we're doing, as you know, my daughter's in music as well, and we've been doing lots of writing and had lots of quiet time around the house to do music, so it's been good.
Your daughter's name is Jenny. We've talked to Jenny before, and you two kind of do a little duo every once in a while too, don't you?
We do. The last song I'm going to be releasing off the Old Man River EP is a duet with Jenny, and that's going to be the final song off the EP, and I'm looking forward to releasing that probably in the spring.
Nice. Well, to get us partway there anyway, you got a new song called Finer Things. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so Finer Things was kind of my summer jam song, and kind of on the tail end of that now, but it's just kind of a happy song about the things in life that that I enjoy, and that's kind of been the same since I was a youngin, and that's driving around in my truck and listening to music and spending time with my lady, and that's what Finer Things is about.
Nice. And we all kind of need that kind of song now, don't we?
yeah. So take our mind off all this other stuff.
yeah, you bet. But like we said off the top, we'll get through it together. And I know that patience seems to be key with all of this. And normally at this time of the interview, we talk about gigs and stuff. But unfortunately, there aren't any. But are you jumping on Facebook at all or doing anything like that? Or have you?
We've been done a little bit of that. And we've actually done a couple little private gigs, which has been good, just real small groups, which has been kind of nice, and but mostly it's been a lot of writing and preparing and you know, kind of organizing for when things open back up again.
Yeah.
Which in a little way it's been a nice break when you're performing all the time and you know, worried about that stuff. It's hard to get a lot of writing in, and you know, we've kind of been taking the time to hunker down and really get prepared for when things open back up again.
Yeah, but and that new EP of yours just keeps, or the latest EP, I guess, just keeps plugging along for you too, doesn't it? Like you said,
yeah, it does.
More singles off of it.
Yeah, that's right. We've been real happy with that. So UN17 just kind of wrapped up, and Finer Things has been doing real well, getting picked up by some stations all kind of across Canada, and been happy about that, and looking forward to the next couple.
Cool. Awesome, man. How do we get a hold of you on social media there, Shane? What's the best way for that?
Instagram's really the best way. The music itself is everywhere. Spotify, Tidal, all the streaming platforms. But Facebook and Instagram are kind of the go-tos for my social media. And the website, shaneharlech.com. So, but I really, really appreciate all the support, and look forward to touching base with everyone.
We will talk again in the new year, probably, if we don't before then. Have a good one.
Sounds good, Cal. You bet.
Shane Harlech on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.